How many would you say you've had at this point?
Somewhere in the region of between 25 and 30.
And what now? At what point do you start trying to whittle those down?
Well, we've not even advertised the job yet, so this is what we've got. But no, I think what we will do, we'll look to these. We've got a very, very important game tomorrow at Peterborough United, and so then we've got to concentrate our efforts on that. Once that game is over, then we will look, you know, to sifting through the applications, and we'll discuss them at length and then make the decision.
How soon do you want to appoint, though, Don?
I think from the point of view, we've got to be pretty certain in our minds that we get the right person. One can never be sure if you've done that, but, you know, we've got to try. We've got to look through all the applications. We've got to look at the credentials of those that have applied and the one that we think that might fit the psyche for Barnsley.
Mm. And the types of candidate, is it from people who are already in jobs, out of work, both?
Well, both, really. There are some quite high-profile names on there, both in and out of work. So, you know, we've got a job on our hands, but certainly, you know, we'll be looking at that very seriously this week.
What kind of a position financially are you in? Because obviously if you try and get someone who's already in a job, there are compensation issues there. Is that something as a club you could afford to do?
We'd have to be pretty certain about the person concerned if we were to do that. As far as finances are concerned, you know, we are working on a very tight budget, and we do run a very tight ship. It's no good saying that we've got loads and oceans of money because we haven't, but we are holding our own. Mm. And, you know, the club, you know, will still be in business. Anyone coming in, well, obviously there won't be oceans of money, but there will be some money available for the loan market.
What type of manager are you looking for now?
Well, I think, you know, as the Barcelona president said, with the fans, you're everything. Without your fans, you're nothing. And I think this is where we have really got to realign ourselves with the supporters at Barnsley. You know, they're a very loyal lot, and we have a lot of time for them. And so we need to look down that avenue, and we've got to make sure that we can bring them back on board. You know, someone that has got coaching ability, obviously, but also the willingness to want to embrace what Barnes is about.
I assume there's still compensation to be agreed with Keith, is there? A financial settlement with him?
Yeah, there will be, but that is now in the hands of the lawyers, so, you know, we'll leave that between those parties and then we'll go from there.
Do you have someone in your own mind as we talk now as to who you would like?
No, I've got a very open mind, and I'm only one person in a panel that will actually make the final decision. And so, no, I've got an open mind about it. I'm just sifting through the applications now, and I'll make my feelings known at the meeting that we have.